Believe it or not, my boy, I was once just like you. Timid, insecure, and crippled with self-doubt. But all that changed at age 9. For it was then my dear mother took me to hear the preaching of a particular Presbyterian minister, as fine a Scotsman as God ever smiled upon. His voice nearly caused the timbers of the church roof to shake, and I, like every man, woman, and child present, was powerless to keep his words from entering into my heart.
I was always taught that God spoke to the heart through a still small voice.
Sometimes, perhaps, but we mustn't forget those blessed apostles of the Lord, James and John, the sons of thunder. They were anything but still or small.
The Lord is prone to speak through the humble and the meek. At least that is what I've been told.
But James and John would blow and bluster, so we know that the Lord can make use of the bold. He told them, shouted out, "You sons of thunder, who could doubt? And who could wonder? You'll win the crowd. Just make your voice strong and loud. They'll have no choice, they'll give ear to you, you sons of thunder. So take your candles out from under the bushels where you've kept them for years, sons of thunder, roar. Oh, young Madison, have you ever heard a minister so blessed with oratory gifts that it was as if he could reach into your breast with an unseen hand and lift your heart to the highest heaven?"
I'm Anglican.
Oh. Dazzle the crowd, you sons of thunder. Silence the mobs with awe and wonder. You fill up your lungs and let her blow. All old and young love a good show. Bellow and boom and shake the rafters. Dissolve the room with tears or laughter. Stir the heart with a thespian's art. Sons of thunder, roar. My boy, your passion comes through in your writing. Now it must come through in your voice, in your stance. It must blaze forth from your eyes. Others must be able to see with a single glance that you are a man with a message. Here, my boy, give it a try. And remember, liberty of conscience is at stake.
That religion, or...
Louder.
Or the duty we owe to our Creator...
Our Creator! Lift a hand, my boy. Point heavenward.
Our Creator.
Our Creator!
Our Creator!
It's the Almighty himself to whom you make reference. Put some spirit into it for sweet Jesus' sake.
Mr. Henry, sir, I do appreciate your efforts, but... I simply am no son of thunder. I'm too self-conscious, prone to blunder.
None of that, lad. Such baleful bleeding's more than just bad. It's self-defeating. Oratory is an art, boy. That's not for the faint of heart, boy. Never shy from the bombastic, and when needed be sarcastic. It's best that you learn now what I learned later. Politics is basically theater.
But Mr. Henry, I haven't the figure for the stage.
Then use it to your advantage, lad. Let others think you weak, sniveling, and inept. And when they're secure in having undersold your abilities, aha! That's when you stick the knife in. When called to speak, make it dramatic, though critics label you fanatic. Stick out your chin, your guts suck in. Remember, lad, you're at war, and roar!